The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
I'll tell you who might be hitting the gin, Tim Payne. He's drinking his troubles away.
How's this? So he is taking a leave of absence from all forms of cricket for the foreseeable future. So he's out of the Ashes. He's out of the one-day Marsh Cup against Western Australia today. He has withdrawn from that. He, of course, is dealing with the fallout from the sexting scandal. So, you know, that question of will he play in the Ashes, won't he play in the Ashes? We saw Candace Warner saying, I'm a little bit uncomfortable about Cricket Australia saying, look, not happy for him to be captain, but we're still happy for him to be in the Australian cricket team and this is acceptable. Well, that's been put to bed.
Didn't her husband cheat? Wasn't he part of the cheating thing?
Yeah, well, look, there's a few indiscretions
not to mention Candace's
yes.
Tell you what,
what
is more brittle than glass? Because that's what Candace Warner's house is made out of, and she's just throwing stones like there's no one's business.
Yeah.
She should replace Tim Payne with throwing stones like that. What an arm.
Bit of sledging.
She could be an outfielder. But it's interesting. This Tim Payne one is really interesting, though, because as has been the case this whole way through, like, it's hard not to think that there is a lot at play behind the scenes with Payne and Cricket Australia, because they, of course, knew about all of this. Mm. They did their investigation a few years ago, still were happy for him to be captain anyway. And then when it all became public, he's fallen on his sword, which did Cricket Australia a big favour.
Yes.
And then he was still going to be in the team, which was always a kind of a weird thing. Mm. But it almost seemed like, you know, there was some sort of a backroom deal maybe done with Cricket Australia to say, oh, you know, mate, just do us a favour.
Step down. And you can stay.
But then, you know, on the basis of just his talents as a wicketkeeper batsman, a lot of people didn't really think he deserved a spot in the team. And there were other players probably more deserving if he wasn't going to be a captain.
Yep.
And so now I reckon there are a lot of cricket pundits who think probably justice has been done from a cricket perspective. There's a debate.
Even though it had nothing to do with
cricket. Even though it had nothing to do with cricket. So it's been the best result for the Australian cricket team to get a better wicketkeeper batsman in the squad. You could argue, you know, whether or not justice has been done for Tim Payne. It's certainly, you know, a fraught situation, I think.
I think so. And I mean, the whole issue around sexting has been brought to the fore because of what has happened here. And, you know, this obviously occurs. The big issue, though, is being unsolicited.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly
the problem.
And do you know who's going to be named captain? We just found out.
It's going to be
fast bowler Pat Cummins.
Oh, there you go. There's been a lot of talk about.
Yeah, a lot of talk about it. Yeah. He was definitely the front runner. And it'll be the first time that a fast bowler has been Australian cricket captain for years since Ray Limwell, I think, going back
to
when.
Aren't you just a font of cricket knowledge?
Well, look, in full disclosure, I'm getting a little bit of help from my producer, Kate. 1956, if I remember correctly.
Oh, there we go. I was like, gee whiz, we have the new Bruce McAvaney here.
Encyclopedic knowledge of cricket. But I do know that also Steve Smith is going to be named vice-captain. So, and Pat Cummins gets injured roughly every
three
overs.
Well, isn't that quite the comeback for Steve Smith then?
Exactly. So, you know, you could make a definitely strong case that Steve Smith doesn't necessarily deserve to be anywhere near the cricket leadership after
Road to Redemption.
But, yeah, we'll see. Just stay away from the sandpaper. And now,
don't go to Bunnings.